Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Johnny Big Redemption, like, know what I'm talking about? Hold up.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way, yeah. Get out the way, get the way, yeah.
Yeah.
You either with me or against me, though. You either with me or
win.
Win, 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 win. Curve everything else.
Let's go.
Win, 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 win.
Let's go, go. Oh, let's get it. Let's go. Christopher, Matt.
Pull that down, B-Hall. Pull that down, B-Hall. 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. And the YouTube channel is made for the Ville. At any point you feel like you want to pass along a tip of the cap, a nod,
yeah,
an apology,
sure,
an acknowledgement, there are multiple platforms. We want to hear your voice. We want to read your words. We want to know your opinions. Coach, I'ma just jump straight to it, Coach. I'ma just jump straight through it. I know this is an awkward way to start a show.
No, let him know.
Tell me you didn't have Sidney Curry in the bag and waited till the day. Coach, did you wait till today to drop your Sidney Curry news?
Oh man.
Did you strategically wait until you knew the level of turmoil at your rival was on level 10? You know how their fan base. Coach, you could have cut them a little slack. Coach, they were having a bad day yesterday. They were having a bad day this morning. And, Coach, you just...
Listen. The
Coach Mack is the pettiest of them all.
He's a savage. No, he's a total savage.
Yes, yes, yes. Clean it up.
Yeah, he is a total savage on this thing, man.
Is that the most savage move of 2021,
he
Steve?
He loves this rivalry. Hey, hey. And thank God they didn't want Kofi, so Curry.
So Curry,
the one guy that maybe could have stopped him. You know, like. And you know what else I love?
I'm listening.
Do you know the differences? You want to know why I like my team?
I'm listening.
What did we hear yesterday? Well, word is that they talked to the players, and the players didn't know if they really wanted to bring in Kofi. Our players were like, get that beast in here, dog.
Right now.
Bring him in.
More ammunition.
Let's go. Our guards are going, Coach, you better go get Marcus Carr. Oh. Go get that dude in here,
go
man.
Listen. No, like, go get him, coach.
And the other down the road, they're going, well, coach, you promised us when you recruited us that we were gonna get the play.
I don't want another big man here.
Bring another big.
I left West Virginia so I can play.
I was a 5-star and you recruited me. If you bring in Marcus Carr, I'm gonna be so mad.
I'm gonna hold my breath. No. I'm sorry about that. That was low hanging fruit. Coach Mack, let's leave this between the coaches and their programs.
I love it, dude.
He did that on purpose, didn't he?
100%.
Do y'all realize how funny that is?
Listen, we may have it on some accord that they knew before this morning. They may have known before yesterday.
That they had him.
That they had Sidney Kirk. Oh,
so the timing of this news, Steve, means he's here for all the smoke.
And it may have been a little bit of, I'm not saying your boys were told this.
Right?
But there might have been a little bit of, why don't you cut the Sidney Curry talk for a few days?
Yeah, just hang back. He told you. He said, listen, we don't do a lot of talking. We don't use the PR machine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't do that.
Oh, yeah. 8150, 93.9.
Yeah, we don't all of a sudden drop some behind-the-scenes narrative for everybody to pick up. You know, he didn't actually talk to him, so technically... he didn't really, maybe the interest wasn't what was made. The same echo chamber came out at the exact same time.
Sure.
And Coach Mack sat there and watched it and said, you know what? Hold it. Hold it. Let's go.
Now.
Yeah. There's a phrase called the whites of their eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Coach Mack said, you wait until you can see the whites of their fearful eyes before you release this story.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Let me get to the phone lines. People, feel free to jump in on this one. Jason from Bullet Central, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
How good of a morning is it, Marcus and Steve?
What a good morning.
All right. I just wanted to say this. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but I did call y'all on Tuesday. And I said, if we get Marcus Carr, we are a national championship contender. And I still believe that. But I also said, we're a deep team as is. But guys... we got the huge thing we didn't have last year, and that is a big man that is not afraid to dunk the ball. I saw this guy's tape this morning, and my God, he dunks everything. And that's one thing we wanted out of Jalen Withers all year last year. So you imagine if we get Marcus Carr and we got this guy, probably either, I mean, honestly, probably coming off the bench. But, I mean, my Lord, guys. This guy's he's a freak. But I'm gonna get off the phone, listen to what y'all have to say, and go Cards.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason, I appreciate the call.
I do find that funny that there are some people, and I mean, I get it. I totally get it. That are just this morning going and watching Sidney Curry film. Like, you hear it before, and you're like, yeah, Steve and Marcus are saying he's good. Okay, yeah. But then this morning you go, oh, wait, we got that kid? Well, let me go check his film. Imagine Jason. When he was like, oh, we got that JUCO kid. Cool, cool. Let me look at his film. And he was like, oh, dear God. Just.
And you're right. And here's the thing.
Jason's probably 2 hours into his four right now before he's got to go see the doctor.
Let me give a refresher course for those who need another name attached for their validation. Y'all do know where we got him from, right? First of all, we got him from Logan. By way of snatching him from the good old Kansas Jayhawks. Where was he going to school, Steve?
Kansas, yeah.
Committed to Kansas. And now he's on his way to Louisville. Would you take Bobby Pettiford or him?
I liked Bobby Pettiford.
I love, so yeah, I love Bobby yeah. Pettiford.
I'm not gonna do the Bobby Pettiford yeah. slander. Yeah. I think Bobby Pettiford's gonna right. be awesome.
I did love him too. Yeah. Like I said, I
liked him when he was a 3-star, and they were like, "Yeah, Steve likes this 3-star Bobby Pettiford." And I'm like,
out of North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm like, right. No, dude. Yeah, he's gonna be a stud.
Listen, you flipped a guy from Kansas, and he's on his way. And listen, make no mistake about it, y'all. You go look at his history. His Twitter history, Kansas was none too happy when he decommitted from Kansas. So it wasn't like he wasn't just some addition to Kansas.
Somebody said Cal woke up. Not like this. Not like this.
The not like this joke is the funniest joke you can have. Okay. Because I don't quite know where I want to attack this one because
well, because there's going to be a lot of just excitement yeah,
let me clean something up.
Yeah.
Jason, need everybody to tread lightly with your Marcus Carr conversation addition to this conversation, especially in the first hour of the show. Tread lightly. Mm-hmm. Because
I think that's going to be my background for the rest of the day.
Steve's wife is going to say, I thought I was your background in the vote.
Yeah, no, Sidney Curry is now. Yeah, babe, when you look like that, man.
Listen. There's going to be people who want to force Marcus Carr into this conversation. Don't let them do it right now.
No, that's another piece. Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Even though I do think he can help.
Listen.
I think getting Curry helps.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, of course.
Sure,
of course.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, yeah, like, okay, I'm okay with that conversation.
Yeah.
I'm saying don't lose any juice on this Sidney Curry conversation. I'm almost disappointed that I lost out on Kofi Coburn conversation.
I know, because now I'm like, I was excited, you know, I was, ha-ha, it's funny, but now I'm like, eh, whatever, y'all whiffed. You pissed down your leg on that one.
I was going to enjoy at least 35 minutes.
I thought Drew did a good job, too, of kind of shutting that down this morning. Like, let's not act like Marcus Carr and Kofi Coburn are anywhere yeah, right. alike.
Right, in the process.
The two situations yep. are totally different.
Completely different.
Yeah.
So, to leave it Sidney-centric at the moment, he can anticipate when the alley-oop is going to be there. For starters. Mm-hmm. For starters. On a pick and roll, he can hold off his man, reverse pivot, and he thinks like a big man who wants to catch an alley-oop. He thinks like a big man who's setting up the dunk on the way down the floor.
He's making, I'm telling you right now, Jared West.
Yes. Just got, yes.
Yeah.
Jared
just at say another
it.
Tool.
Say it. Jared West just got better.
Yeah. That's what I yep, was yep, going to say. Yep. I just didn't know how to say yep. it. But I mean, yeah, through with having a guy that can play like that.
That
I mean,
expects you, to have the, like, okay, yeah. We both know it. Like I said, if you, this is going to be a shameless plug. We get a rebound. Reese, Marcus Maben.
Goat.
Fair enough. Reese, Marcus yeah. Maben, Tony Williams, Quentin Bailey. We all know that this is going to end up in a dunk.
I'm in a good mood today. That's incredible.
You know what I'm saying? Like moment that shot is missed, everybody knows this ball is, and you know, three passes ahead of time.
Oh yeah,
this is going to be alley. We got the numbers. Mm-hmm. That's what Ross McMaines is trying to instill in them.
Yeah,
playing with guys who know Peyton Siva and Montrez knew what was developing, and you can see
Peyton didn't even look.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like we all knew. Okay, I see over there. You got the lead on your man. All I have to do is be in a position to throw this ball up because you're there already. Mm-hmm. Jared West knows this. L. Ellis knows this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Malik Williams knows this, but he doesn't trust his body, you know, as much as normal.
Malik.
But he knows it.
He can catch him, but yeah, Malik's got to catch him like off the block.
Right. Okay, but you have a guy who knows this is an opportunity 3 seconds ahead of time, 4 seconds ahead of time. I'm going to get a chance to get this one. Let me get back to the phone lines. Who do we got? Shanita, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Oh, my God. You are nuts. It's rare that I ever listen to Drew Diener in the morning, but then I heard, and then they were like, and then we got Marcus Maben out here with his cackle, and I was like, ooh, what's going on? So, yeah, thank you for the entertainment this early.
Listen,
excited.
Thank you for actually calling in. So you did hear the news this morning, or you had to wait?
Yep. No, I heard it this morning. I was like, something just told me to have the radio on, and then I heard it, and I was like, why is he up this early? Godless, so yeah, I heard it.
Well, Shanita, I appreciate
so
you.
So happy.
Me too. I appreciate the call, Shanita. You hear that, Steve?
Yeah. No, even on Twitter today, I was happy to see people just be happy. Yeah, like fans were just happy today. It was like this is people, nice.
He's from Fort Wayne, and he knows how to play some basketball.
Yeah.
Like, this dude really knows how to play some basketball. You are going to enjoy. And the Coach Mac tweet is, let's get to work.
Yeah. Not L's up. Not. Nope.
Come on, Phil. Yep.
Let's go.
You look, you're late.
Of course, the running joke has already been, y'all going to have to fight for him for the softball game. Who wants that guy? Somebody said he probably will explode a softball. Speaking of that, we'll talk about Nicky V later. But, like, give him his roses today. But man,
this is awesome.
And Drew's umping.
You and I didn't talk about that.
No, Drew. Stay off the bases. Stay back. Make sure it's fun.
I think Blake and Baker gave him a little warning. Like, yeah. You know, you're generally on record, you know.
being the guy.
Yeah.
Like, talk on the other stuff. Look, I'm glad, even though I'm glad you're out there, but just be safe. Be safe.
Yes, Marie. I'm looking at the text right here. He is lining things up. Like, listen.
Yeah.
Here. Okay. I'll throw in another narrative.
Okay.
And then we'll get back to talking about Sydney, and you know,
Sydney dunk shot Curry.
Yeah, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say this. Somebody said this morning, mentioned something to the cloud,
mm-hmm.
right? I went from almost getting agitated to, you own that cloud now.
Yeah.
You own it.
Yeah.
You own it and you use it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
That cloud has nothing to do with this regime at all.
Yeah.
And they are fighting through it like a whoo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time for the fan base to start. Look, with what Coach Mack has done, it's time for us to stop running from the cloud and start embracing it.
Right. If you can do this, you have 12. Think about this.
What's coming on the other side of the cloud?
Right.
Yeah.
You have 11 guys right now. 11 guys right now that said, you know what? Screw your – I mean, forget your cloud.
Yeah.
Forget your cloud. I want to be – at Louisville. I want to be a Cardinal. I want that man to coach me.
Yeah.
I want to play at that Yum Center. Yeah. I want to be at that, you know, in those facilities. I want to be in this city. I don't care about that.
Yep.
This is where I want to play basketball at. You, and I'm talking about players.
Yeah.
And the reason I say players is because any one of these players hit the open market, it'll be a frenzy.
Oh,
for
yeah.
any one of these players.
Sure.
That you got. And you have 11 of them. You have a collection of dudes. Again, if Malik would have hit the open market as a grad transfer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Texter says, dear Chris Mack, I apologize. As a veteran husband, I don't know what I'm apologizing for, but I'm going to go ahead and apologize and bank that one for later.
I know what that was for.
That's awesome.
You know what that apology is?
I'm listening.
It's the doubt. That's the doubt. There's a moment that I just doubt. I'm mad. No, you know what? I'm sorry, and I'm acknowledging you're doing a hell of a job.
I think that's a good text right there.
No, yeah, that's absolutely. My point. That apology is acknowledgement that you're doing a hell of a job. Who do we got over there, Brian?
Who got on there, Brian?
That one is Wayne, West End Wayne.
Okay. West End Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind? West End Wayne, fire away.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Feeling good.
Great day, man. It'd be the cars. They're cooking something real nice over on Floyd Street. You know that right now.
Right.
Hey, I was just sitting here thinking back, listening to the show about, 3 months ago. The show was about, whether or not Coach was the right fit. And, there was a lot of callers that called in and, was, I don't know about any, the style that he runs and the caliber of player. If this doesn't wake the fan base up and accept this man as, and I called him Marcus and Steve, you both know him, was on his side 1,000%, still am and always will be. This guy wants to be here for one. His wife is from here. He can recruit under the blank so-called circumstances. Embrace it. Because what's the man going to do when the sun's shining completely? He adjusted. He listened to the fan base about the style of play. He's up in the tempo. Man, this is nothing but good. Embrace this man here. Show him the love. Let him do his thing, man. And let's just be proud to be Cards, man. What y'all feel about it?
Listen, no, Wayne, I appreciate the call. Yeah, and here's the thing. I want to back up your point with this one. How we talk about, the fans deserve the players deserve to play in front of a packed, a packed arena, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we say the fans deserve blah, blah, blah. These coaches
802, I thought the exact same thing.
What?
Wait, his wife's from there?
Oh.
it's just
yeah, I get it. Yeah. Listen, Coach Mack at this point, doesn't he deserve a supportive audience? Doesn't he deserve a supportive city?
I believe so. You get my point, man.
When you really say it, when you really say, like, dude, less than 24 months ago, he took a team that was supposed to be in a 3-year rebuild,
yep,
and they were number one in the country.
Yep.
Don't you ever forget, people. Don't you ever forget that his best team at Louisville was a second weekend team at the least.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever forget that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done what he's supposed to do. Absolutely. And more.
Absolutely.
Like I said, Steve and I believe in the strength of the program, so we don't whine about it. But not whining about it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Sure.
Every time you say he is battling through this cloud, every time we talk about Texas versus Louisville in the recruiting battle for Marcus Carr. Look, Drew says it right away. He says, but if I'm Texas, I'm always saying, do you know if they're going to be in a tournament? Do you know if you're going to be in a tournament? Do you know what kind of sanctions they got coming at you? These kids are getting bombarded with that. They're getting bombarded with that, saying, you should transfer out of Louisville because mm-hmm. this. You should do, we can do this for you. We can do that for you.
Absolutely.
And Louisville's uncertainty. You got your players back. You know what I'm saying? For
absolutely.
The most part.
Yeah.
And you get, Dino Gaudio was Al Ellis's recruiter.
Yeah.
L. Ellis said, no, I want to be at Louisville. I am the number one junior college point guard in the United States of America. Oh, player. Yeah, player. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I am the number one junior college player. That means I'm 2 years removed from high school.
Mm-hmm.
2 years removed from high school.
Yeah.
It's a big growth period.
Yeah.
I'm the number one 2-year removed player from high school.
Yeah.
And I want to go to the University of Louisville under a cloud because I say this program is exactly what I want.
Absolutely.
I want the fan base. I want the Yum Center. I want the facilities. I want that coach. I want to wear that jersey. That's what I want. I watch it on TV. That's what I want to be at.
No.
And you do, and look, and do that 12 more times.
See, 100%. This texter says, Coach Mack, take your rear, you know what, to the lake this weekend. Bring McMaines with you. You put up with the naysayers, but boat gas is on Card Nation.
They gave Coach Mack a weekend pass.
You go. Unless Marcus Carr's coming to town, and then you keep your you-know-what back up here.
Right.
The reason I kind of take that and I parlay that conversation back into this one is I think that you're 100% right. And I do think that, and this is where we say, majority of the fan base, I do think, is not the ones that scream the loudest. Because the ones that were screaming and just, ah, Mac, don't get it done. You're not going to hear from them today. You're not going to hear from
them. Well, are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I mean, unless you were a, not the one, not your dug in
2%. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's just like, but you'll hear the 2% on social media or whatever. So, that's what you hear.
Right.
When in reality, like I said, I'm out jogging, I stop. Somebody's like, hey, Rubbins, what you think about seeing? They need to do this. Like, man, I think Coach Mack's doing an all right job, though, considering. You're like, yeah, he is.
Add in considering.
I'm okay for all Louisville fans that have said, I haven't taken him in as mine
right,
yet.
Right.
Like, I feel you.
You're still comparing him to two coaches that have been here 20 plus years.
He's 3 years in.
Right.
Yeah. Look, he's not the. We have coaches for 20 years at a time, like. Yeah, he's not the, that's my guy, yet. I mean, this is our program still. It's not he's my guy.
Right, right.
But I do think that the majority of fans, and then when you see things like this.
Evaluating the job he's doing, you're saying, okay.
Yeah.
Listen, Wayne said it. You knew what I was thinking. You knew what to listen to and what to ignore. You knew what needed changing. You knew what needed to be addressed. I can trust your eyeballs now.
Yeah.
Coach, I can trust your eyeballs.
Right.
I can trust you with, you identified Bobby Pettiford when App State was recruiting him.
Yeah.
And he ended up going to Kansas. That's what I was talking about with Satterfield.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to like a coach, judge him on, the moves he makes, the decisions he makes, listen. Could you have, Steve, we just realized there's one factor that a coach has to have at the University of Louisville that we never understood the value of. The most important thing a coach can have at the University of Louisville, I just realized what it was.
Okay.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200 plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So I did hit the folks with a little bit of a tease as we were headed into the break. Said tease, for those of you who are just joining us and on a YouTube channel, the tease, the moment of clarity, the epiphany I just had. We're talking about the evaluation. That's more of a me thing, and that's more of me trying to convince the public what to look for when you're trying to identify qualities of coaches.
Sure.
Everybody can read the book.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 5-star. Where does he live? hey, coach, there's a five-star in Illinois. Go up there and see him. Go talk to him. See what his interest is. See if we can get him.
Right.
You know, some of those coaches can, and then you get them on campus, and you can just wow them because of your school name. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, like I said, some people can just, you know, hire the right people. You know, everybody does things different.
Yeah.
Some people have, like I said, resources to do things different and all those things. I like to identify coaches by who they get early that's not on the radar. Who are they in on? What do they see in somebody who's not ranked high by a lot of other people? You know, early talent identification, upside. Who can I get to play for me hard? Who can I get to buy in? You know, the not only the athletic, but the guys that go after the right fits and stuff like that. You know, because that stuff is true.
Absolutely.
I mean, even though I only hear right fit out of my rival when they don't get somebody.
Fair enough.
But here's the thing, y'all. I was just thinking, what does the public, like I said, the reason I told that story about identifying people early, because that's something I look for in particular, was my only point.
And just because we've got like 70 tweets over it. We saw the Marcus Carr update. We'll get to that in just a few minutes.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Okay. So, what is something that the fans will identify as, you know what, this is my dude?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of, we have that conversation. How does Coach Mack become your dude, like long term, right?
Yeah.
I just couldn't figure it out. Then I was thinking, I said, he has something that makes him a long term guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his talent evaluation.
Okay.
Which I enjoy.
I do. Yeah.
Listen, his down home roosters common man thing.
Yeah.
That's not it.
No, I agree.
Even though people like it. People enjoy it. You know, the way he makes Coach K look after a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that.
Right.
You know what makes a coach?
I'm listening.
An hour coach?
I'm curious.
You know how you win a fan base? You take it straight almost to where the rivalry is more important than a national championship.
That's a good point.
Denny Crum.
That's a good point.
Nicest man on the planet. Everyone knew Denny Crum. People were gasped. They caught their breath when they heard a polite Denny Crum be asked something about the Kentucky players, right? Or, you know, and think about it. This is when you only had the newspaper and one CBS camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. And Coach Crum is asked about Kentucky, and he says it in a very confrontational but sweet way. There's no way they would play us. They know we'll kill them.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Did y'all hear? You know, yeah. Like imagine what the streets were like.
Sure.
In 78 and 82, when Coach Crum literally got—I don't care who knows it. Kentucky will not play us. We try every single year, and y'all know they won't play us, and we know we won't play. They won't play us,
right?
That was blasphemy in the state of Kentucky to accuse them of ducking, and he never hesitated to say it in the most respectful way possible. You know, Kentucky won't play us.
Yeah.
We'll beat their brains in.
Well, there's that, and I mean, you go to and Brian, do we have to take an update here in a few?
I haven't got word back from Andy if it's working. I'll text him real quick and I'll let you know. If so, it'll be 4 minutes.
Yeah, you're fine. No worries. I just wanted to make sure because I just remembered. So I was I mean, Bobby Petrino, what endeared the fan base to him that first time around was that it was dude. And I got one more that I think that's a good one. But they said, you know, it was you do not – like people knew. Bobby Petrino told his teams, you don't lose that game. We don't lose to them. Like that's an embarrassment. There was the Clint Hurt.
Yes.
I think people really took to Charlie and that staff when the word came out at that camp when Clint Hurt said basically, you know.
Yeah. And here's the thing. these coaches that are not afraid to address something non-tangible, something you can't, like, coach, what, there's a line in The Wire where he says, if it's a lie, we fight on that lie.
Yep.
Right? If Coach Mack said, listen, the standard is we go after Kentucky. That's the standard. So I can train my guys like Kentucky's the T-bone steak. You know, they're like Kentucky's the goal, you know?
Yeah.
And if we train like our basketball lives depend on beating Kentucky, that's the same energy we're going to take on to win a national championship. Think about this. Even with Coach Pitino, the idea, the you can call it a fallacy, you can call it a something they say, a knock on Coach Pitino, right? The knock on Coach Pitino in the rivalry thing,
yeah,
was he didn't like it.
Well, and even players said,
yes,
everything was really tight that week.
Right, right. So, like, eventually, we were kind of like, you know, you, while we love you're going for the national championship, we wish.
Pitino was Ethan Moore. And it's like, and I like Ethan, but right. It's what drives a fan crazy. Because there's two types of fans. There's a fan that just, he hates it, hates the rivalry. I love it.
Right.
I love it. Look, I'll sit right in here with James and Jason Entz down the aisle, and it's like I'm willing to risk
right
for the glory.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
And, like, and yeah. again, here's the thing. You don't appreciate I've had dominant teams for 20 years. The above 50-year-old who says year after year after year, I know I got a better team than Kentucky, but I got to read about the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah.
And I know my team's better.
Yeah.
And we can't play them. But my local paper or my local news will talk about them like they're the best team in the state. Imagine those years built up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and then have a coach who doesn't take that rivalry quite as personal or doesn't really like it as much. So when you had Coach Crum saying what we're all feeling for 20 years until you actually played them,
right.
And then you get to take them in the Freedom Hall and just take them to the woodshed.
Yeah.
Then you get Marcus Maben on the fast break, and yeah. I see Scott Padgett, and I'm like, boy, if you jump with me, I'm break your heart.
All right, let's go from that to hearing about the British Open. Excited. What's going on in the British Open? Let's see.
I don't think they're coming down.
Then. Okay, listen. Can you
all
listen?
All right, no British Open.
Steve, boy, like really, like yeah. You're really in. You know, you and I talk about when you go primal. When you go into primal mode, you go into primal mode for Kentucky.
Oh sure.
But some do it tight, and some let it all out for that
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
And I played on teams that let it all out for that game. There was no coaches tight. There's no, we're going to make y'all beat us tonight.
No, but
we're going to leave it out there. And we're going to screw up.
Yeah.
Like we're going to screw up playing hard rather than playing tight.
Yeah.
We're going for it. So, yeah, I just realized that's going to be the thing that ingratiates Coach Mack in the big picture.
Because
y'all are going to get another. Let's say the next 2 years, y'all are going to get performances where if they beat us, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
When we beat them, it's because we, coach, had them ready.
Yeah.
Again, this is a known conversation.
Sure.
We didn't play the best against them. You knew we weren't there to lose.
Right, right. Absolutely.
We weren't there to lose to Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Period, point blank.
Yeah, you could tell that the kids, you could tell that they were, like, they wanted a piece of that game.
Yep.
They wasn't, oh, we're worried. And listen, it's Coach Mack does a great job at pissing them off about Kentucky. you know, and I heard, I remember he said something in the video with Goodman that at the time I hated. It was Goodman did a special on him, and he said, you know, they didn't recruit you. You know, and I was like, oh, don't do that.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I hated it. But now the more I've learned Chris Mack, I go, oh, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind the scenes, when he was talking to former players about the Kentucky rivalry, I won't get into detail,
sure.
But, you know, he wanted some energy, some rivalry energy, right? And I didn't realize, like, put it this way. He wanted a lot more energy than any of us realized.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we thought it was kind of like a go Cats kind of thing. Hey, fellas, you know, hey, man, come on, go beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's like, no, he wanted the real.
Yeah.
Hey, don't lose to these. Like what your OGs. Like
Michael Irvin.
Yeah. That's what he wanted. Like, you need to tell these kids how y'all really, really feel about this game.
Well, that's why I thought it was a big deal a couple weeks ago. And I brought it up when Gus Yalton was on the visit. And he said, you know, Coach Mack told me this. And he said, you know, he let me know. We don't lose to Kentucky.
We go for Kentucky.
Yeah. Like that's the goal,
but,
you know.
But does it make sense what I'm saying? As far
1,000%.
Here's the thing. The equivalent to Coach Crum saying on national TV or to any national writer, everybody knows who the best team in the state of Kentucky is, and everybody knows they're afraid to play us.
Yeah.
And we make that call every single year.
Yeah, what did he say? He said, go ask him.
What
did he say? Oh, right. That's what he said? Yeah, that sounds predictable.
Right,
yeah,
right. Like, and listen, whenever asked, you could tell he was upset. I want this game. It needs to happen. And we don't need, not for the money. We don't need the money. Mm-mm. We're doing just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't do the, they just want to, you know, get on the big stage. No, we're a championship contender. You're dodging.
Yeah.
You know, you make more money than us on that,
right,
on that game. You're dodging us. We'll come to Lexington. We'll come to Lexington 7 years in a row. Just play us.
Just play us.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was like, that when he did that at the time, that was like, again, I say blasphemy.
Oh, yeah.
But that was a big freaking deal, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Was. Listen. Fast forward 40 years later, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a coach in his office put something out to the world. Never mind the fact that we asked them to schedule it on this date. Never mind the fact that the date we were supposed to play, they scheduled somebody else instead of us.
Yeah.
Never mind the fact that that date was 10 days after their return from England, which they said 10 days is not enough recovery time. Never mind the fact that they did this. He listed off 8 things about the top 3 most popular coaches in the country.
Yeah.
He said he made this video about a top 3 coach in the country, popularity wise.
Sure.
And said, listen, he even said something that's, you don't do this, Steve.
Yeah.
You don't say Kentucky called ESPN and tried to have one of our games changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of an accusation.
Oh, right.
And you can't say that publicly unless you are right and you got the receipts.
Yeah, absolutely.
You won't. That's something like unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard coaches outside of, go figure, John Chaney getting ready to beat up Coach Cal?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard, like, you don't hear coaches really go after coaches, but in a few occasions, Coach Mack, I don't care what Mick Cronin says about the team. I don't care this, you know, that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you got a coach who's here for it. So say what you want about everything.
Sure.
He's not too proud to make adjustments, and he wants it all with this rivalry.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be a basketball fan in this city and state for the next 30 years of your life, the most important thing I learned today is having a coach who's here for the rivalry smoke just as much as anything else,
mm-hmm,
and can handle it, has the wit to handle the media. is smart enough to wait.
Yeah.
Till they miss. Smart enough. Till they miss on Kobe Colbert.
Yeah, and then throw it out there like boom, got this
right.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Right while y'all in turmoil and dust up, let me throw this one in there.
Yeah,
like I said, that video was unprecedented. What he did.
Yeah,
directed towards the rivalry.
Yeah,
just like Coach Crum. So there's something into that, Steve. That, like I said, your two percenters, your dug in people, they. It doesn't matter. But that whole Middle Earth, who knows, this is about the rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
This is about this rivalry because we live here 365 days a year.
No, 100%.
This is rivalry.
We deal with it. Yeah, yeah.
So now that I know it's important to you as it is to me when I sit at home, I know you're doing the same thing I'm doing when you lose that game, when you get ready for that game. I know you're spending your entire year getting ready for that game just like me.
Yeah.
If you can make a Louisville fan feel like that, the other stuff feels a little different.
100%.
Cody, thanks for 100%. Joining us on Middays with Marcus Maven. Fire away.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Before I get to my point, I want to give a quick shout-out to my boy Smithers at Triumph Tattoo. He's working on my sleeve right now. He just had a baby. He's a great guy. I think it's a very underrated tattoo shop here in Louisville. If anybody's looking to get any good quality work, go to Triumph Tattoo. It's over in the Highlands. Great guy. He's going to take care of you. I just want to get that out there real quick.
Sure.
But my second point, so with Sidney Curry, man, first off, I'm so excited. I feel like Conor McGregor losing the way he did and making me feel unhappy was the sacrificial lamb for me having a great week. Because this week has just been awesome.
Right.
But a couple quick questions. Who do you think he's competing to take minutes from more, at the 4 spot or at the 5 spot? What do you think they're going to want him to play more this year? And with all the film that you guys have watched on Sidney Curry, what are some other things that he does offensively that you like besides dunking the ball? Because, I mean, you know, you got to have a little bit, I'm sure he's way better than Aiden, but, you know, Aiden was supposed to be the dunker, but turns out he couldn't really do much of anything else. So what are some things that you like about his game other than dunking? And I'm just going to hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
Cody, yeah. I appreciate the call. Cody, I said you, listen, you know you my guy. You tread lightly with that. You listen, Cody, going into the competition and practice whose spot he's going to take thing, you didn't quite go down that road, but you sounded like you were flirting with it. And then that Aiden thing, you sound like you were flirting with that too. But I will answer the other question. You made me kind of nervous, Cody. But I will answer that next question. That's going to be more of our full discussion.
Also, you guys know when to trust us, right? You guys have learned to believe us. It's been a good first hour. Psychology of things. I got bad news for you on Marcus Carr.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.